Brazilian police said 3 million people protested Sunday, asking for the removal of President Dilma Rousseff. Brazil newspapers said the protests were the largest political demonstrations in the country's history. The protest took place in 200 cities and towns. The protesters asked lawmakers to impeach the unpopular president. Rousseff's political party faces a corruption scandal while the country is in its worst recession in 25 years. Sergio Praça is a political analyst at the Getúlio Vargas Foundation in Rio de Janeiro. He said the nationwide protests were very powerful and were the worst scenario possible for the government. Officials are investigating Rousseff and her Workers' Party for their role in the corruption scandal at state oil company Petrobras. Prosecutors said more than $2 billion was paid in bribes and other funds by construction and engineering firms in exchange for inflated Petrobras contracts. Dozens of former Petrobras executives and political figures, including Rousseff's mentor, former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, are under investigation. Some of the alleged corruption took place while Rousseff was chairman of the Petrobras board. Rousseff, whose term ends in 2018, said she will not quit. But the president and her Workers' Party are facing a new threat. On Saturday, Rousseff's main governing partner, the Brazilian Democratic Movement Party, said it is reviewing its alliance with the Workers' Party.